Hello, friends, and we are beginning a new section of Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, Section 1, and this time Part 4, a video commentary. We're still in the month of July, and goodness, it should be July the 28th here. Let's see if I can get that correct. Yep, that's it. And the year is 2021. Now, I have a Science of Triangles coming up quite shortly, so this will be a short program. Maybe I can find a way to do about an hour, maybe. We'll see. Okay, cancel that. And the segue, what is it? The segue tells us, and hopefully I'm recording properly. I hope I'm recording properly. Okay. It may not always be possible for you to make your approach. This is about the full moons. At the exact hour of the full moon, and may I add, you know, you may be at work or in a meeting that the outer work demands, or well, there are various reasons why the exact moment may not be possible for you. DK goes on, though you can at least at that hour always silently and interiorly lift up your heart and eyes to the eternal. And I would say this is an important statement. We may not be able to go through the entire meditation, but we can deeply come in touch for a few moments with what he calls here the eternal. He goes on, but at some hour during the preceding 12 hours, you can make your approach. And when you do so rightly, you will find me waiting. Now, let me say that this was in relation to his students. And is he continuing this for students such as we are approaching in group formation? Well, I don't know the answer to that question, but it certainly won't hurt for us to act as if. He goes on, go to your work with clear vision, a loving heart, and an understanding love. We might say that's the combination. Well, it's Jupiterian, it is Venusian. It has wisdom in it. And remember, if you want to understand understanding, the best place to go is the very beginning pages of Glamour, a World Problem. DK goes on, much can then be accomplished. Okay, so that's what we hope for. Now, he's not just writing so that we can simply enjoy what he reads. We have to find a way to apply what he is presenting. As this is DK, as these groups of disciples become active in the world and their inner integration and group relationship become securely established, And here I think he's, among other things, he's talking about the 10 seed groups and what they shall become and how they shall interrelate. So DK, repeating what DK says, and group relationship becomes securely established, we shall have the germ of those characteristics which will dignify the New Age groups. And let me add, the word dignify is an interesting word. They become substantial. The groups become noteworthy. They live up to high spiritual values. Now, this is not yet the case, but it, remember again, the C Group project is a 275-year project. So we shall have something quite serviceable by the time the year 2200 or so appears. Okay. I've got all this stuff kind of balanced on my lap, another keyboard, and so that I don't have to lean forward too much too often, a mouse pad, and I'm just trying to keep it on my lap so I don't have a major debacle here. Okay, DK goes on. I would ask you all never to forget that the group work you are attempting to do is in reality pioneer work, and hence all the difficulties which pioneer work inevitably and necessarily has. Well, what is it, I would ask, about pioneering work? Well, nobody has blazed the trail. And the, or, you know, in the old days, cleared the fields of stumps and trees that would interfere with the growth of the crops. There's a lot of labor. And the sign of the pioneer, of course, you will know it particularly, is Aries, heading off into directions which have not been at least recently attempted. But there are difficulties, but DK is clear in saying that if you meet those difficulties, and these are his words, thereby strength to grow is gained. What does Master M say? The worse the better. And that's a tough one. And when will you realize, when at last will you realize that obstacles are possibilities? Pause on that for a moment. He didn't say some obstacles are possibilities. He made a general statement that obstacles are possibilities. So no matter how much the personality may seem to be frustrated or may be suffering in some way, there is a possibility in the situation for growth and strengthening. Can you think of anything in your life where this is really the case? Now you think about, let's say, Master Jesus, or at the time, the becoming fourth degree initiate, Jesus. Certainly the cross of crucifixion was a great obstacle, apparently, as it terminated the personality life. But what was the possibility in it? You know, that millions upon millions all over the world would be uplifted eventually because of his sacrifice. And that he himself could collaborate more closely with the sixth degree initiate, Lord Maitreya, overshadowing him, over lighting during the crucifixion, and in general before and after, their cooperation together, a fourth and a sixth degree initiate, has meant a tremendous elevation for humanity. And I think something similar went on with Gautama and the true Buddha. The true Buddha had already been head of the hierarchy for some 2,500 years when Gautama was born and later became his disciple and his, in a way, embodiment. Look how many millions have been uplifted and brought into the clear light of mind because of the cooperation of that sixth degree initiate and Gautama, a becoming fourth degree initiate. We do realize that the Buddha had among his students a number of arhats, or becoming arhats, initiates of the fourth degree. So there are two potential instances of obstacles or possibilities. So much the Prince Siddhartha Gautama had to go through in the forest, looking for something, and learning from the forest experience. He was a rich young man. He was the prince of the kingdom. And I'm sure his father wanted him to continue as the king. But as is presented to the rich young men, the opportunity comes to leave their conventional wealth and follow some greater teacher, and that greater teacher, in this case, was the true Buddha. Now, I think in both of those stories, we're not exactly sure when the initial contact was made. But it did have to be made. We hear the story of, in Agni Yoga, of the initiate Jesus named Issa, and that he took a lengthy pilgrimage to the Himalayas, to India. And in those days, think of it, leaving from the Palestine, the Holy Land, and going all the way down to India. I mean, that took years to complete that process. And maybe while he was there, he met in person the Lord Maitreya. And maybe, this is speculation, and maybe was given his assignment. We all have an assignment, and that, I mean, it's not that we necessarily, having an assignment, have to fall into the what we reviewed as the glamour of destiny. But eventually we all know what our job really is, and we try our best to do it. So the Tibetan goes on, thereby strength to grow is gained, okay. As the number of these groups increases, and the personnel is gradually supplied, and let me say that the Tibetan had the experience of gradually supplying the personnel for each group. When it came to the political workers, at which point he discontinued his attention to that particular project, we just had three political workers. Maybe he had others in mind. But there were three. And obviously, they weren't all chosen just at once and sent a letter at once offering them the opportunity. It was going to be a gradual filling in of the ranks. So repeating what DK said, as the number of these groups increases and the personnel is gradually supplied, the skeleton framework of a future structure will slowly emerge. Now, let me say that the seed group work is meant to be a whole lot bigger than just nine people in each area, or maybe 27 people in the 10th or synthetic area. It's supposed to affect all of humanity. So, repeating, the skeleton framework of a future structure will slowly emerge. How that structure will appear when completed is known only to the inspired vision of the architects. In this case, the master is the architect of this project. But, he says, the foundations must be set sure and deep. The framework must be true and rightly adjusted. Foundation and framework. Yep. Dropping my mouse wants to run. So, and the framework. The framework must be true and rightly adjusted. These two requirements are all that any of you will see materialize in the present lifetime. But of course, may I say, he seems to be promising the involvement of these very same people, or as he sometimes refers to it, the reincarnated aspects of yourself or yourselves at future times. We'll see more. May I say that on the path of occultism, patience is required. Personally, I've always been the Aries type, in a hurry until I read. There is no rush, no hurry, and yet there is no time to lose. But that's not how we really build solidly, if we rush from point to point and are deluded by that which is unreal and passes away. So, yes, this is about what we will see, at least in that lifetime that began for some or concentrated at this time in the 1930s. Now, I would say that it probably a number of those people who worked with DK would just say that they've probably come back, you know, quite a number of them, and will be ready to take up positions, sadder but wiser, maybe more experienced, when he starts to write his third installment. Okay, we go on. Have you realized, however, my brothers, what occult progress in the world you have been permitted to see during this present lifetime? I mean, let me say, there may have been some group failures or inabilities to fulfill, but still, the growth of occultism, and in this case, I would say spiritual occultism, has been notable. From the time, of the founding of the Theosophical Society, and certainly the 1925 conclave, there's been a very rapid unfoldment of esoteric progress, of spiritually occult work, and of course also just occult work. We've seen that in some of the egotistically based orders which glorify the person and have appeared. So he's asking us, do we realize what we have been permitted to see during this present lifetime? More questions. Have you glimpsed the magnitude of the present push that is being made by the masters? And have you recognized their plans taking shape before your eyes? Well, let me say, maybe not certainly entirely. A push is on. A Vulcanian push, which is like a coming to birth, which would involve the planet Vulcan pushing outward into the world from the womb. Magnitude, well, isn't it all over the world now? And are not esoteric bookstores and classes common? Just look at your internet and look at YouTube and look at what is available. It's much more than was available in the middle of the 19th century. Have you grasped, he says, the essentials of what the Great White Lodge has done during the past 25 years? So that would take us, back into the early part of the 20th century, maybe to a time when Einstein was coming forward with his general theory of relativity, a real enrichment coming through the fifth ray or third ray, fifth ray ashram. So, repeating, have you grasped the essentials of what the Great White Lodge has done during the past 25 years? And the extent of the work in which disciples and aspirants everywhere have been permitted to share. I'm afraid that in terms of responding fully to these questions, we're going to come up with the negative. And permitted to share, we disciples, we are now sharing in areas of opportunity which were not allowed to us earlier. Well, maybe there was some protest among some members of the hierarchy who didn't think humanity was ready. And whether humanity really was ready still has to be proven. I mean, somehow Hitler got hold of the secret doctrine and turned it upside down. All of those Nazi metaphysicians, they believed in reincarnation and vegetarianism and the destiny of the human race, which was a very warped presentation of that destiny. So maybe there was reason within the hierarchy to say humanity was not ready. Okay. But have we realized this? All that is done? My wandering mouse. All that has been done in the past 25 years, that is the earlier part of the 20th century. Apparently, beyond our expectations. Great opportunity. He says, I would like briefly to enlarge somewhat upon this, so as to make the picture clearer to your eyes, in order that you may cooperate with greater intelligence. For this is above everything else, group work. Well, this reminds me of the idea that an effort would be made to let people associated with the hierarchy and who have forgotten, or that they were, or have deliberately chosen in a particular incarnation not to be reminded, so that the efficiency of their work could be augmented. And this reminds me of the idea that hierarchy wants to let them know who they really are and what their associations have been. When you take a Abraham Lincoln or a Franklin Roosevelt, you just know that there has been some powerful and intimate training along hierarchical lines in previous incarnations. So DK goes on, slowly and gradually, as far as you are all concerned, I have gathered together a band of disciples upon the outer plane. This is additional work which Alice Bailey overwhelmed, really, with the work for her own master, agreed to take on behalf of Master DK and his ashram. Sorry, this image is really split, and on one side is the blazing sun, and on the other side is the shadow. A good Ray 4 representation. Okay. So he's gathered together a band of disciples upon the outer plane. Will he do it again? Will we be involved to any extent in this gathering together in the future, or the third dispensation? There's no way we can know that right now, except that that does seem to be the method by which he works, or one of the methods. He goes on. As the group thought form integrated and disciples responded to my call, what can we say, that they were evoked. As the group thought form integrated and as disciples responded to my call, found each other, and began to work together, it became possible for me to go forward with my chosen work and carry forward the plans which I had set myself when I took a certain initiation. And by now, we pretty well know that that initiation was the initiation of mastership in 1875. First of all, now he's going to maybe itemize some of his work here. First of all, the books were published, and they came out in ordered sequence, may I add, because of course he has a well-organized mind. They came out in ordered sequence and provided a body of teaching and of truth, which will serve the needs of the coming generation. Now, I've often puzzled at that statement. I don't think that the term generation is strictly a biological one of 20 or 25 years. It's the next generation of spiritual students. And in any case, it would be, once he finished, another 75 years before he would write again, a continuation of this bridging collection of treatises, bridging towards the knowledge of the Aquarian Age. So anyway, I wonder about this coming generation. I think we are part of it. And maybe once 2025 has passed, a new generation will emerge of a spiritual kind, that is. Going on with DK, it is for my disciples to safeguard this presentation of truth during this century. So we realized, you know, that he meant at least 70 or so years from the time he wrote these words, to safeguard this presentation of truth during this century, and to see to it that the books are sent forth steadily upon their mission until they are finally superseded next century by a newer and more adequate teaching. Well, I think we can see that he is talking about the 2025 release of the third installment, which he calls Still More Adequate Teaching. So it's about, from beginning to that point, it's about 100 years. And now, let me add that when we talk about teaching being superseded, well, the Bible is still around, and so are the pre-biblical texts, such as the Yoga Sutras. Whoop. Don't try to balance this stuff on your knee. It may not work. Anyway, the Viveka Kudamani and parts of the Old Testament and so forth, all that still is around. And the secret doctrine is still around. Do we say it's superseded? Well, Alice Bailey thought it was a book the likes of which at least the Western world had never seen, and which provided information of a kind which was unique. Was it superseded, or was it simply added to by additional material? And what about Master DK's present books? Will they be put on the shelf, either too high or too low to reach? Or will they still provide a kind of foundation? My hope is certainly with the latter. Then he goes on to say, next came a happening of vital moment, of more moment than you can perhaps appreciate. Well, I'll say that some have appreciated. Going on with DK, an instruction upon the new group of world servers was sent out and given wide distribution by means of the pamphlet entitled The Next 3 Years. Yes, he really has emphasized the importance of the new group of world servers, along with the reappearance and externalization. It's a way of mobilizing intensive goodwill within humanity and really helping it move to the fore as a service subjective service project. So here's this Next 3 Years pamphlet. What about it? This signalized the anchoring, if so I might call it, of the new group of world servers on the physical plane. Apparently, let me say, it had been created subjectively, but the time of moving outward into a physical plane anchoring takes longer. So anyway, he says, they are now in active existence. The new group and its members are in active existence. The group is slowly integrating and slowly making its influence felt in the primary work of educating public opinion, the only potent means of work and of far more potency and ultimate value than any legislation or emphasis upon authority. So let us hope that the destiny of this group really can be fulfilled, because even back in those days, there were very promising results. And right now we're in a much more advanced stage of its development. You know, some 90 years later. Now what else? Growing out of the integration of this new group, there is being formed in the world that, quote, bridge of souls and servers, close quote, which will make possible the merging, of the inner subjective hierarchy of souls and the outer world of humanity, a bridge of souls and servers. Well, Hopefully we are part of that and can always improve our standing within it. This will constitute an actual fusion or blending and will mark the initiation of the human family through the achievement of its foremost pioneering members. Well, he tells us that when the Christ reappears, maybe I think no sooner than another 100 years or so, it will signal that humanity has taken the first initiation, as is foretold, as is promised. Going on with DK, this is the true marriage in the heavens, of which the mystical Christianity speaks. And the result of this fusion will be the manifestation of the fifth kingdom in nature, the kingdom of God. So you can really see why the new group is so important. It's bringing in the anchoring, the manifestation of the fifth kingdom, towards which people like yourselves and myself are striving. So when hierarchy and humanity really starts to merge, this fifth kingdom will become a reality. Going on with DK, in the past history of the race, a great event occurred which brought into manifestation the fourth kingdom in nature, the human kingdom. Well, maybe 21.5 million years ago, or, you know, just to get a rough idea, maybe 21 million years ago, kingdom number four, which on our planet had not existed, was brought into manifestation. He goes on, we stand now on the verge of a similar, but still more momentous event. What should we say? The movement from four to five. The movement from personality to soul, from the fourth kingdom into the fifth. A still more momentous event. The appearance of the fifth kingdom as a result of the planned activity of the new group of world servers. Wow, that really puts things in perspective. And what of these servers, he says, working in collaboration with the hierarchy of perfected souls? Maybe the men and women of goodwill can't stretch quite so far, but the members of the new group of world servers are more intensive in their service. And they can reach, I think, to establish themselves within the fifth kingdom. So, as he says, of the new group of world servers, working in collaboration with the hierarchy of perfected souls and under the guidance of the Christ himself. This will, he says, usher in the new age, wherein five kingdoms of nature will be recognized as existing side by side on earth. And as he says that, you know, you begin to think about that American primitive painting called The Peaceable Kingdom. So what does he say further? You have therefore been permitted. He somehow does he not want to emphasize the honor which has been accorded to us and which otherwise we might not value in true degree. You have, he says, therefore been permitted to share in and watch the work of the hierarchy. May I say, such as we watch Master DK in the writing of his books, and we watch all kinds of spiritual projects being launched and know that somehow behind all this, the hierarchy is impelling these projects forward. So we've been permitted to share in and watch the work of the hierarchy to the extent of your individual spiritual contact, and have seen the following events taking place. Maybe I'll just read a little bit of this, and then will be time to get ready for the science of triangles. Oh my, quite a bit. Well, let's see what I can do here. Number one. And so this is the following spiritual events taking place. Number one, the sending forth of the teaching for the new age. You know, not everything that litters the esoteric bookstores is the real teaching for the new age. But by now you have that kind of discrimination, hopefully, and hopefully I do, that can separate the wheat from the chaff. Going on, this deals with the new psychology and the control of the personality. The new psychology, that is, including the rays, esoteric astrology, and the science of the centers, and the control of the personality, may I say, through meditation, and with the mysteries of the kingdom of God, at least a few of them. Is it not always interesting that to think that the Christ spoke to his disciples, not in parables, but of the actual mysteries of the kingdom of God? Number two, the founding in embryo of those schools of esotericism which will embody the teaching for the new discipleship and make it practical in application. Well, this is not the same as teachings that will make initiates out of the students, but of course, the early stages of discipleship can be seen as correlating with the probationary initiations. So here he's emphasizing the arcane school. There are several of these, he says, several of these schools, and the arcane school is one of the first. And may I say, given that this was written back in the 30s, others have no doubt appeared. And naturally, it's my hope that such schools as the School for Esoteric Studies and the Moria Federation and the Dallas School of the Ages Wisdom and some of the teaching work done at Meditation Mount, that they all are part of this general presentation on the new and practical discipleship. DK goes on to say, they prepare the way for the greater foundations outlined in my book, Letters on Occult Meditation. Well, you can't even have a preparatory school unless you have pre-preparatory schools such as we all are offering here. I guess there can be no pretense. We're not ready, really, even to offer the true preparatory schools. Though maybe in some ways we come closer than others, or close enough to really help prepare. Number three, the recognition on a fairly large scale of the new group of world servers and their work. And may I add, maybe this is why at the bottom of the meditation form that we all had to fill out every month, it's basically a question is asked, have you noticed members that you believe may be part of members of the new group of world servers? At that time, I kind of wondered why that was there, but I wonder less and less. We must recognize the work of the new group of world servers and strengthen their hands. Number four, the emergence, as yet only in symbolic indication, so the symbol does a little indicating, of the fifth or spiritual kingdom. Now, no doubt there are those who are definitely a part of that, and maybe they can be recognized, but not so many as there will be. And even now, there are more than would have been possible when this book was written 85 or so years ago. And number five, the forming of the skeletal structure of the new groups of disciples, the externalization in embryo of the inner ashrams. I think if I can do my balancing act here with this other keyboard. Anyway, at least we know that the inner ashrams will be externalizing. And something of their structure is being shown in the new groups of disciples. These, says the Tibetan, in the new age, will multiply and so carry forward the work of integrating the inner and the outer groups, which, let us remember, is instrumental in helping humanity enter the fifth kingdom of nature and taking the first initiation. So they will multiply and so carry forward the work of integrating the inner and the outer groups and fostering the growth of the kingdom of God on earth. Let me say that's what we really have to look forward to. There's a big struggle today of those who are against that kind of preparation. They really don't want it. They really want to hang on to the bad old ways. And it is a danger, but I do believe they will be overcome. Because as Master DK has told us, the plan cannot be stopped, even though it may be delayed. This will bring, he says, to public attention the fact of the restoration of the mysteries. Well, Master R will be, I think, very much involved in that restoration, and the Christ will be the, so I think we're on page 33. The Christ will be the initiator, at least of the mysteries or initiation ceremonies, which are more outward. Certainly the first initiation and still outward, though not as outward, the second initiation. So let's, like I say, I feel little pressure here because the science of triangles is coming right up. And, you know, you sometimes wonder, do you have anything to say at all? But maybe a little bit. So I'm going to put this here and get rid of those humongous numbers, if I can. Oh boy, they are big. And if I, not such a great idea. Okay, friends, I've spared you a little bit of my mechanics there. This is about an hour-long program, and when we continue, it will be program, I believe, 17. Last time I made an error, and I forgot the second digit, and it was looks like program 1. But in any case, we will go on with this from page 33, this most interesting section about the new groups and the coming externalization and the mysteries as they will be presented. And I hope that ought to do it. I hope you have time to study, and I hope that I have enough stamina to continue here. And we will proceed. Okay, friends, this will be ready for you quite shortly, and onward now to the science of triangles. Okay, lots of love, many blessings from Tui and myself and the whole communications group, Joe and BL and Michael Stacy and Michael Crow and other helpers along the way. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.